February 20, true to our name. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. We bear the name of Christian. Let us be true to this name. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. It means to follow Christ in self-denial, bearing aloft his banner of love, honoring him by unselfish words and deeds. In the life of the true Christian, there is nothing of self. Self is dead. There was no selfishness in the life that Christ lived while on this earth. Bearing our nature, he lived a life wholly devoted to the good of others. In word and deed, Christ's followers are to be pure and true. In this world, a world of iniquity and corruption, Christians are to reveal the attributes of Christ. All they do and say is to be free from selfishness. Said the great apostle to the Gentiles, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. By faith, Paul appropriated the grace of Christ, and this grace supplied the necessities of his soul. By faith, he received the heavenly gift and imparted it to souls longing for light. This is the experience we need. Pray for this faith. Strive for it. Believe that God will give it to you. Learn of him who has said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11:29. Learning of him, you will find rest. Day by day, you will gain an experience in the things of God. Day by day, realize the greatness of his salvation and the glory of a union with him. Constantly, you will learn better how to live Christ-like, and constantly, you will grow more like the Savior. If we all die to self, if we will enlarge our idea of what Christ can be to us and what we can be to him, if we will unite with one another in the bonds of Christian fellowship, God will work through us with mighty power. Then we shall be sanctified through the truth. We shall indeed be chosen by God and controlled by his Spirit. Every day of life will be precious to us because we shall see in it an opportunity to use our entrusted gifts for the blessing of others.